Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and we have with us tonight the beautiful Terry Sayer with us, my lovely co-host. And we are lucky to have Elaine Glass on the show with us tonight. We are very, very excited to hear from her again. And actually, that was Jay showing up, not my mom. So Terry is actually not just quite with us, so I will talk to Elaine.
You don't want to hear from me.
Oh, okay, I'll take you off. Sorry. There. Jay is back on mute. So, Elaine, how have you been since
been
we heard
great.
From you last?
Yes, it's been about 5 or 6 weeks, and I've been really looking forward to being with you here tonight and talking about this subject that I'm super, super passionate about.
Yes,
and I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, we love having you on. And for all of our listeners who want to learn more about Elaine and the coaching that she does to get quiet, what's it called again? Is it called Get Quiet, or?
My technique and my passion is to help people get quiet in their lives, to be able to listen to themselves in a clear way. And so I help them get quiet in their minds and in their environment.
Yes. And if you guys want to know more about that, her information is available on our website, and there's also when we post stuff on Facebook about her being here on the show, like the post that we put just a few moments ago, you can also click her name, and that'll take you to her Facebook page, so you can get even more from Elaine Glass. All right, well, Terry has finally shown up.
I just got home.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you? Glad I could make it.
Us too. Yes, we have been working on, Terry had been in Fresno with me today, and we were working on the presentation that she is presenting on Saturday, and getting all of the PowerPoints where we want them and how we want them, so that she can deliver a powerful, fearless presentation for all of those who are able to show up for our live event this Saturday. Exciting, exciting. So she had to hurry back to Tulare to get on the call.
Yes. And there wasn't a lot of traffic, and the construction that is always going on was pretty light, so I just walked in the door.
Good. We are glad you got there safe.
Yes. Me too.
So I've been chatting with Elaine. We're very excited that she's... Yes, very excited that she's on the call with us again.
Well, and I'm excited to hear as well her take on surrender, and that being one of the steps to freedom, and the fact that it comes between, it comes between accountable and...
Yeah, it comes between present moment and possibility.
Present moment and possibilities, right, yeah. So there, I think that Rhonda purposefully put these in a specific order, and so I'm just really curious and ready to hear Elaine's take on this concept and being a step in fearless living, surrendering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She, when we were talking tonight, Elaine, she goes, I think I'm going to sit back and just let her talk and just listen because I really want to know what she has to say.
And if you know me, like, yeah, you know that's not too. My strength.
Yeah. So we've been talking now, this is our third week on surrender. So we have been talking a little bit about it. And so we would love to have our listeners hear your take on surrender, how it supports you, how you use it in the type of coaching that, that you do, and how you've seen it really support your clients and the people that, that you, interact with.
Sure. I love this topic. It really has been quite an evolution for my own surrendering in life. You know, when we it seems like when people are in crisis, they're more apt to be more surrendering, have that ability. And I feel like in my own life that surrendering really happened when I found myself in crisis. And and how it evolved was, okay, I don't always want to be in crisis to then be able to surrender. But that's really how I learned the importance and the power of surrender. Was when you are in your darkest moments or when you want something so badly, like love or, you know, the ability to have children. You know, I struggled with infertility for many years. I struggled in an unhappy marriage. I struggled in an unhappy work environment. And in those moments of struggle and crisis, you almost just have to, like, say, okay, I give. You know, the white flag goes up and you just sort of ask whatever you believe in, universe, God, spirit, come and you know, just guide me. And I surrender to what is supposed to be, you know, my life's purpose and path. And so because of the crisis, I was able to understand the power of surrender, and now I really do live it every day. I mean, I'm very mindful of living it every day and knowing how it serves me and knowing how I can also help people and teach people to surrender in their own lives. So the main way that I surrender is really through, one way to surrender is through meditation. Because when you are in a meditative state, you surrender to going into that center, the center of you, the truth that we speak of, the truth of who you really are. And so through meditation, you can go to that center, and that really is where all peace, all of where your peace lives is in that center. And so we can sit and meditate, we can walk and meditate. There are a lot of ways to find and access that center where really a lot of your peace, you know, lives. The other aspect of surrender that I really help people through my coaching is through the surrendering of uncertainty in our lives. When you can surrender to uncertainty, I mean, this really, really will bring you peace and really set you free. Have you ever... you know, have you ever been so uncertain about something? You just don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know what the other person, you have no control. You have just no control over the outcome. You just must surrender. Just go with the flow. And it's so easy to talk about, but it's another thing to do, especially when we're, you know, being reactive to angry people, when we are trying to please people, it's just a very difficult thing to do. So not easy, but it's super powerful when you're able to.
Yeah.
But when you coach people and you talk to them in particular about surrendering to uncertainty, things that they have no control over, are there steps that you take them through? Or, I mean, because like you said, it's easy to say, but it's more difficult to actually put action to that concept or that process. So,
sure.
What would be the first step for people if they were going to be able to develop that capacity to actually surrender to the unknown?
So I talk a lot about getting quiet, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really do guide the very first step is for that person to sit in a quiet place. In the quiet is, and quiet means not only just, you know, in our minds and to lessen the chatter that we have, but it really is the quiet of avoiding, you know, loud and chaotic places. It's cleaning up the clutter in our homes and in our office space. So these are all aspects of a quiet atmosphere and a quiet mind, body, and spirit. And so in this quiet is where we have, I believe, all of our answers.
Mm.
And so when we feel uncertain about anything, the very first step is to really sit in quiet. You know, I think I told you that I was a dental hygienist for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, mm-hmm. I actually just retired. And
congratulations.
Thank you. So what I found happening in my own life was I thought, well, here I am in this great profession for 30 years. It's paying me great. It's very stable. But I kept feeling that there was something more for me. And there was so much uncertainty around, you know, a possible job change. And it was very unsettling. And I didn't really trust at first that I was really feeling what I was feeling. And so I began to meditate. I began to start walking a labyrinth that was nearby. And in this quiet of walking and really thinking and trying to hear clearly my own soul's voice, I did finally find the answers of really what I needed to be doing. But it's very scary at first when you start to, you know, hear things that you've never heard before. And so that's why it's so important when we are uncertain in our lives to get quiet and to try to really listen to what we really want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
go
ahead, Kelly.
No, go ahead, Terry.
Well, I was just processing that it's the ability to void the clutter, whether it's physical clutter or noise clutter or what it is in your environment, finding that place or where you can meditate or get quiet, or even finding a place in nature that supports you, that gives you that feeling of not being noisy or not being distracting, that's what allows you to gain the clarity then, because you're able to listen to your own soul speak to you. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
It's exactly, Terry. And a lot of times people actually do hear their own voice for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hear people tell me all the time, but it's so scary there. It's so scary to be in that quiet. It's so scary to surrender to that quiet place. I'm afraid of what I'm going to hear. And look, I was afraid too. I remember walking that labyrinth, and I walked that labyrinth almost every day for a year. I mean, it was because I was really trying to believe, like, okay, what am I really hearing? And is this really true? And I kept trying to test it and test it and test it because I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that I was being guided to be a coach. I didn't want to believe that I was being, you know, told that, you know, your intuition and your instinct are very high and you can help people and heal people. I mean, this was really scary. I was perfectly happy in my dental hygiene position. But, I was really, you know, guided to this other place, and I had to surrender to the voice that I was hearing, mm-hmm. And to, you know, uncertainty of a job change, and what that was going to mean for me and my life. And I really feel like you need to surrender to what you think you are in order to really become who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what I did. I just had to surrender who I thought I was. I thought I was a dental hygienist. I thought I was, you know, had certain beliefs. And through the surrendering of listening to my own voice, I really found who I really was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, like when you first started talking about how the crisis is what motivated you to surrender, that made me think of like when we're, it made me think of pride and how we have to kind of let go of that pride of like, I can do it all on my own and reach out for support or reach out to your higher power or whatever you call it. And you know, admit, I need help, you know, I need guidance, I need direction, but also reaching out to that inner voice, that soul purpose that you have, and really listening to what it's telling you and what it's yearning for. And that's, you know, those are the thoughts that were coming to my mind as you were talking. And I just, you know, I think that that's just so powerful, you know, to really even allow yourself to have those thoughts, to allow yourself to think, oh, I can be something different. I can be something more. I can be of service, or I can help change, you know, this possible, you know, small part or large part of the world, you know, and how that's scary to think that you could create change, not only for yourself, but for others, for your community, for, you know, the environment around you. And, you know, and think of yourself in a different light. Like, I like how you said, I thought of myself just as a dental hygienist. And like, I've had a lot of feelings lately about letting go of certain labels, how we have a tendency to put a lot of labels on ourselves. And like, I'll say, well, I'm just a mom, or I'm, you know, I'm just this or I'm just that. And I use that word just a lot. And I think we talked about that at the retreat. But also how I, you know, I feel like, well, I only have these abilities. But really, we have whatever ability we need inside of us. And it's just surrendering to that knowledge, surrendering to those, you know, those abilities that are already within us, and letting them come out, letting them come forth, letting that, you know, that purpose take its place. And that, you know, that's really huge.
It's really big. It's really big. You know, I live in Arizona, I think, as you know, and during these crises that were happening some, you know, 8-10 years ago in my life, I also found myself lost in the desert one day. I mean, literally, I was hiking and I was lost in the desert, and I felt like that was another crisis of, okay, Elaine, now how are you? It was getting hot. I only had a little bit more water, and I thought, what direction should I go in? And I literally got quiet, like instinctually, I just got quiet And I said, okay, you've got this, Elaine. You've got this. Trust yourself. Trust yourself in the power to be. You know that you'll be able to get out of this. And so surrender is also about trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And trusting that you can find your way, whether it be out of the hot desert or out of a bad relationship or out of, you know, an unfulfilling job, whatever it is, trusting is a big thing. And actually surrendering to me means freedom.
Mm.
And we know, just like you said, we know that change is constant. We know that that's always going to be there. And we know that life has transitions. And, you know, to know that these new experiences, to trust that these new experiences are there for a reason, and really to try to surrender to them and trust that that is the way your life is supposed to be going. Even if it doesn't make sense, if it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rhonda has a thing that she says about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And so, you know, like, if you're comfortable with that uncomfortable feeling, you know, then you're doing well, because you're continuing to, you know, step out and you know, when you're feeling uncomfortable, that you're risking and that you're striving for something, you know, more. And stuff. So yeah.
Exactly. And we're all here, in my opinion, for the purpose of evolving our souls. And so we all, when we greet one another or are around, you know, different kinds of people, whether they are from different countries, speak different languages, whatever it is, we're all in this together with the same purpose of evolving our souls and helping one another. And you know, surrendering to the fear that someone else is different, that someone else has a different opinion or a different way of looking at things. There's so many ways to surrender to get the freedom that I'm talking about in life. And when we can go through our daily lives with this mindset of surrendering to really an unconditional love that is always, always there for us, always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is the heart of, you know, the heart of peace, and that's such a important part of our evolution, and one that, you know, could make the biggest difference in how we treat one another and how nations live in peace, and how, you know, people with completely different belief systems could still treat each other with a heart of peace and treat each other as human beings, not as objects to be feared or to be mistrust or hated or, you know, whatever. I love that our purpose is to evolve our souls. That's my basic belief, the tenet that I live by. That's why we're here, and it is. It's an unconditional love for mankind, for humanity.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and that's really living with an open. That's really living with an open heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We
We
have just about a little over 3 minutes left, so just want to give a shout out to the time. Keep going, please.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, I am I have empathy and compassion for the listener who is, let's say, in physical pain. They are, you know, dealing with something that's causing them pain or discomfort. I have compassion, empathy for the listener who's lost and not you know, really clear on their life's path. I was there. I can feel that energy from anyone who's struggling right now. And I just want that person to know that surrendering is going to give you freedom. It's going to give you the unconditional love that you've been wanting in your life, and just trust that.
Mhm. Yeah. I surrender is such a huge thing, and I think that you've brought up just some really beautiful points that have brought a lot of new ideas to my mind. And so I'm excited to see where those thoughts are going to lead me. And, will come of, you know, my new quiet time. So thank you so much for everything you've shared tonight. I think that you've definitely caused me to really think about things differently and opened up some new pathways. And I'm sure that Terry has gotten some great stuff as well. Terry, do you have any last questions you want to ask Elaine or things that you want to say?
Well, I just think that as we've gone through these steps, and this is now our second time of going through them with our listeners, and last month talking about present moment, it just now I think I see more clearly how being in the present and allowing yourself to surrender to the unknown, how those really do, the synergy between those two steps is much more clear to me now after listening to Elaine this evening and the insights that I've gained in terms of my own clarity of purpose and just seeing how these steps really do form a pathway that it doesn't mean you do one and then the next one happens. There's always this cyclical nature of our growth and our evolution, but that being present really opens us to the willingness to surrender to the unknown of what's coming, you know, what's coming, because we're living in the present and surrendering to the next opportunity, the next struggle, the next insight, the next revelation, the next evolution of our soul is really just fits together. I think it fits more clearly together in my mind now after having this discussion. So I appreciate that. I feel like it'll help me to clarify even more the process of evolving. So thank you so much, Elaine, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Do you have anything else that you want to say before we go off the air?
I want to just let you know that I want people to know that there is unconditional love in surrendering, and that's really what we're all wanting the most of in our lives, is that feeling of unconditional love. So I would just invite people to get quiet, and just exactly what Terry's beautiful thoughts were, is that really is the key of living in the present moment and being mindful of knowing that this will bring you unconditional love.
Oh, great. Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Elaine, for coming on the show tonight. We love when you come, and hopefully we can set up some more dates in the future to have you back. And a thank you, as always, Terry Sayre, for being my lovely co-host. And all of our listeners, we love that you come and you listen every week. We appreciate it so very much. Please talk to us on Facebook or here on Blog Talk Radio or on our website. Please tell us what you what you want to hear or share with us what you get, what you're getting from the show each week, and please tell us what you want to hear or what you love hearing more of. So thank you so much, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Be fearless.
Good night.